we didn't have church like they do now. We only went when they had big meetings, as they called, once a year, a reunion in the summer. We had to use hand fans to stay cool in church. We still didn't have no electricity. But we had good preachers. The people just paid him, the preacher, whatever they wanted to, and no certain amount was involved. If he got $5, $10, or $15 for a sermon, he was happy. The preacher worked just like we did on the farm, and no money at times, but then no one else had money, so we was all happy together. We had rolling stores later on.
What's a rolling store?
A rolling store is like a big bus came around. And I believe today some of them have started back with those rolling stores, they call them.
What, did it like have things you could buy?
Yes, you had to
like
buy.
A grocery store coming to your house or whatever you needed?
They would come back once a week to each house, and if you had anything to sell, like chickens or corn or just anything that they wanted, they would take it for the goodies you would buy, like candy or any little things that we wanted. But by this time, things began to get better for us. When we were little, we'd go back a little bit. We had to make our own toys, playthings. We didn't have toys and games like they do now. For example, we all would gather on the big pecan tree and make little roads and grade our land off so we could make little houses like from small sticks and limbs. We would draw it out on the ground and make our little house with the small sticks. And whatever we did for our children, what we had for our children, what I'm talking about, we would go to the, we had horses then, and we'd feed the horses the corn, and we would get the corn cobs and make our little children, and we called them cob children. That was the ears of the corn after the horse had eaten the corn off of it. And we would break the cobs into different little sizes to play with. That was our play family. We would have a dad and a mama and two or three children. We didn't have a whole lot of children. We just made like we had children out of them. We would put a can We would take a can, or a flat can, like a sardine can, and make a car for our play children.
Did you give them names, or?
Oh, yes, we had names, but I don't remember too much of the names, but we had them named, and we loved to play. Oh, yes, and I remember we had to name our Cobb children. My brother's Cobb children was named Congolians. And one of my sisters was named Grays, and I don't remember mine, isn't that something? But we had a little house made behind our house, and we called it our little maid house, which we called her Zinga. And we would push our little cars all around these little roads. Oh, it was so much fun. And we would ride to see one another, just like we visited. And we'd come back to our house. The way we would get water, we claimed we'd get water for the little crop children. We would dig little holes in the ground and make us a little well. Make us a little well for the water. We would use broken glass and old broken dishes for our play chairs and whatever, like beds and tables and so forth. We would play all the afternoon when we didn't have to go to work in the field. What a good time we had. We also played softball when it was too wet to go to the field and to work.
What did you play softball with? Did you have a bat?
We had a bat and a bowl.
Was it homemade or did you buy it?
Well, the bat was kind of like a stick, but the bowl was a bowl. So we never had dolls like they get these days. I don't believe I've ever had a doll. But no one else had too much anyway. But for Christmas, my parents always had us fruit from Santa Claus. But we had a happy home. Then we had a fireplace in our home, which now they have heaters and air conditioners and all that, but we didn't. We had to build our fire in it to keep warm in the winter. We also had to cook on a wood stove. Had to get the wood and build a fire and stove and cook our meal. Had to go to the well to draw water, our water to drink and to cook with and so forth. And we had to go to the woods to cut down trees for our wood to burn. We had to go to the spring to get water when our well would go dry in the summertime. Also, we would water the mules and so forth. We would ride them down the road. That was a lot of fun. We didn't have a saddle or nothing on them. We just rode them up that branch, and I hope they had a lot of water because we was afraid they'd get stuck in that water, just like a spring. So we'd let them drink and drink, and then we'd take them back home. And that was each day for I don't know how long.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about school. How did you get to school, and what about your books, and did you have to share, you know, with the rest of your brothers and sisters, or what?
Oh, yeah, when it was school time, we all had to walk to school in the smaller grades. The schoolhouse then was just about 2 blocks from where we lived, so we would walk. But later on, we all rode a bus to go to high school and the middle schools. We had books just like we do now, but not as many books as they do now. It was just mostly spelling, arithmetic, and reading and writing what we had. When the fall came, we all had to stay out of school 2 or 3 days at a time to gather our farm again and the stuff like cotton and corn and so forth. By the time now, we were teenagers. The time was better, and we didn't have to work as hard as we did. And we all got jobs, and I worked at a hat factory, which is where they make hats to sell. It was a company came from north, part of the country somewhere, and it gave every one of us a job who worked. I made $20 a week, but that was good money for us because we enjoyed working and we had our own money.
So the money that you made, was your money personally, or did you give any of it to your mother for the family?
No, we had it for ourselves, but we would buy groceries and take them home, because by this time, my dad had died. So we had to help out with our $20. But that was good money. We were glad of it.
So what else did you buy yourself? What else did you buy yourself besides groceries?
Not too much. We bought our little clothes then, because we had to. And there was some. Everybody else worked at a hat factory then. That was a big thing when it first came in. Everybody was getting these jobs, and we loved it. Little about the hat factory. I worked in the card room, and where the card room is where the men would put the wool in a big machine in the back, and it would spin the wool in long strips, and the wool would wind around a big spoon-shaped thing, and we would cut it in halves like the hat. So we'd make so that spoon was one big spoon, and we cut it in two and made two hats on that same spoon. Then we would put the wool hats into another room when we had our quarter. And this other room was called the hardening room. And the hardening room was where they pressed them on both sides. And they would be ready for the dyeing room. And the dyeing room was the dyeing room was for colors, the different colors they would put into the hat. You know, like red or blue, whatever hat they wanted. And this was the dyeing room. And when they were ready, and then this time they would be ready for the shaping room, which is where they shape the hats into small, medium, and large hats. And they made women hats and men hats. This was a fun job, so we all earned our own money. I enjoyed my job. I liked to work. The way we went to work when we got our job, it was in Greenville. It was about 9 miles from where we stayed. We didn't have a car or a way to go, so we would walk about a half a mile to catch our ride for work, to go into work. We had to pay this man for the ride morning and night. We had to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning, so we had to get up so early, we thought, but we didn't mind it at all, because it was a job and we loved it.
Okay, well, tell me what kind of activities you did when you got older, like when you were a teenager, what y'all did for fun.
Well, back to the teenage days. By now, we had parties. We would go parties and different little things. We didn't go like they do now. We had singings and peanut boilings and candy pullings. And the peanut boilings were, when some of them had the peanut boiling at their house, they would have big pots, and they would, I'm talking about pots, they're big wash pots. And I'm talking about the wash pots a little bit now.